الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations, the one that has no beginning and no ending, the one that does not need any of his creations, and we need him. We ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al family and companions. Swearing and vowing. A swear, yameen, is not concluded unless it is by God, one of his names, or one of his attributes. Whoever swears to give all of his money to charity has the choice to donate or to pay the expiation of perjury, which is the breaking of any oath of formal promise. There is no expiation for the superfluous. There is no expiation for the superfluous swear. Laghul yameen. Whoever swears to refrain from something, then orders someone else to do it, has not perjured. Whoever swears to do two things and then does one of them does not perjure. One is given the option between three things in the expiation of perjury: to free a believing slave, to feed 10 poor people, each of them the fill of 2 average-sized hands cupped together, or to clothe them. If he could not find any of that, then he fasts for 3 days. The vow, nadr, to do something permissible or an act of obedience must be fulfilled when made contingent upon the occurrence of something. Like for one to say, if Allah cures my sick one, then for the sake of Allah upon me is a prayer, or to fast, or to give charity. Obligatory upon him is whatever applies to the name of that deed. There is no vow for a sin. Like for one to say, if I kill so and so, then for the sake of Allah, I will do such and such. Fulfilling the vow is not obligatory for leaving out something permissible. Like to say, I will not eat meat, or I will not drink milk, and the like. Verdicts and testimonies. It is not permissible for someone to take the position of a judge except for the one in whom 15 qualities are satisfied: Islam, puberty, sanity, freedom, masculinity, trustworthiness, knowledge of the judgments from the book and the sunnah, and the consensus, and the difference in opinion, and the ways of deducing judgments, to know a sufficient amount of the tongue of the Arabs, and the interpretation of the book of Allah the Exalted, to be able to hear and see, to be literate — this is not a condition according to the strong saying — and to be intelligent. It is recommended for him to sit in the middle of the town in an obvious place for the people, without a veil to conceal him. One does not sit in the mosque for giving verdicts. He would have equality between the two litigants in 3 matters: in the place of sitting, the tone of voice, and the glance. He does not accept gifts from the people with whom he works. One refrains from ruling in 10 cases: while angry, hungry, thirsty, sexually aroused, sad, extremely happy, sick, fighting the urge to answer the call of nature, drowsy, in extreme heat or cold. He does not ask the defendant until the completion of the claim against him. He does not make the defendant swear unless requested by the plaintiff. He does not prompt any of the litigants by giving them evidence, nor does he inform any of them how to present his case. He does not pressure the witness. He does not accept testimony except from he whose trustworthiness is confirmed. He does not accept the testimony of an enemy against an enemy, nor the testimony of a parent for his child, or the testimony of a child for his parent. The document of one judge to another is not accepted in reference to rulings without the testimony of 2 witnesses who testify about what is in it. He who divides the assets, qismah, needs 7 conditions: Islam, puberty, sanity, freedom, masculinity, trustworthiness, and mathematics. If the two partners accepted someone to do it, then he does not need those conditions. If the division involved some sort of compensation, then the division would not be limited to less than two dividers. If one of the two partners called the other to a harmless division, then the other is obliged to respond to the call of his partner. If the plaintiff has evidence, then the judge will hear it and rule in his favor. If he has no evidence, then the verdict is for the defendant if he swears. If he refrains from swearing, then the opportunity to swear is given to the plaintiff. If he swears, the verdict will be his. If they both claimed ownership of something in the possession of one of them, then the verdict is for the one with possession if he swears. If they both have possession, they would swear against each other, and it would be divided between them. If one swears about his own doing, then his swear is for what is final and definitive. If he swears about the doing of another, if it were for a confirmation, then his swear is for what is final and definitive. If it were for a negotiation, then it is a negotiation of knowledge. Testimony is unacceptable except from someone who has five traits: Islam, puberty, sanity, freedom, and trustworthiness. There are five conditions for trustworthiness: that one would refrain from major sins, that one would not insist on committing the small sins, that one has a correct creed, that one remains secure while angry, and that he acts according to the manners of the people of his status. There are two types of rights: the right of Allah the Exalted, and the right of the human. There are three types of rights for the human: that which only accepts two male witnesses and it does not involve money, and that only men normally witness; that which accepts two male witnesses, or one male and two female witnesses, or one witness and the oath of the plaintiff, and this involves money; and that which accepts one male and two female witnesses, or four female witnesses, and this pertains to matters that men usually do not witness. As for the rights of Allah, female witnesses are not accepted, and they are of three types: that which doesn't accept less than four witnesses, and that is adultery and fornication; that which accepts two witnesses, and those are the cases other than adultery or fornication that warrant the prescribed punishment; and that which accepts one witness, and this is inciting the crescent of Ramadan. The testimony of the blind is not accepted, except in five cases: death, lineage, complete ownership, translating, and that which he witnessed before losing sight, and what he's absolutely certain of. The testimony of the person who wants to benefit himself or avoid harm is not accepted. Emancipation, itq, is valid from every owner if the owner is entitled to manage his belongings. Emancipation can be explicit or implicit with an intention. If one owns one of his ancestors or descendants, they are immediately freed. Al-wala is a right of the emancipator, and its judgment is like the judgment of blood ties. Upon the death of the emancipator, the relationship continues between the emancipated and the paternal male relatives of the deceased. It is not valid to buy the wala or to give it as a gift. If one says to his slave, "If I die, you are free," then the slave is mudabbar and emancipated after the owner's death by a third. It is valid for him to sell the slave during his lifetime, and the contingency would be invalidated. The judgment of the contingent slave during the life of the owner is like the judgment of the non-contingent slave. The kitabah is recommended if the slave asks for it, is trustworthy and able. It is only valid if it is done in exchange for a debt to be paid on specified dates, and it is at least two payments. It is binding on the owner and not on the slave. The slave may disable himself from payments and can breach it whenever he wants. the mukatab may spend the money in his possession. It is on the owner to relieve the slave from part of the payments. There is no emancipation until the entire amount is paid after the amount he was relieved from. If someone had intercourse with his female slave and she fell pregnant and gave birth to a live child, or if it was a miscarriage, it is unlawful to sell her, put her up as a collateral, or give her as a gift. It is permissible for him to make her work in serving and can still have intercourse with her. If the master dies, emancipated regardless of the debts and the will, her child from other than her master is not emancipated by her master's death. The child from the slave woman that one impregnates by marriage is owned by her master. If he impregnated her mistakenly, then his child from her is free, and upon him is that child's value to the master. If he owns the slave woman that he impregnated after she gave birth, she does not have the same judgment as the mother of the child in birthing the child while they were married. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. This completes the end of the translation of the book of Matnul Ghayati wa Taqrib for Al-Imam, the judge, the great scholar, Shihabuddin Ahmad ibn al-Husayn ibn Ahmad al-Asfahani, who lived the year 434 and passed away the year 593, according to the fiqh of Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahumallah, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.